So for a few minutes of your time on today, I want to speak to you from the subject, rest on God's promises. Rest on God's promises. Because what I've learned, what I've seen is too many restless saints. It's bothering with me what I'm seeing in the body of Christ is too many people with short-term memories. When stuff hits, when storms hit, it's like so many people just go into a panic. And I'm like, why is that? There is no storm that comes your way that will stop God's promises on your life. Because storms are going to come, but the good news is they're going to go. That's somebody's word right there. You might be in something right now. You might be going through something and it looks like the promise is kind of cloudy and you're wondering like, Lord, when is it going to happen? I've been praying. I've been fasting. I've been worshiping. I've been giving you glory and I'm in the midst of some troubling times. But God said, just hold on and rest. The people of God, we ought to get the best sleep out there. Because why are we up when God is up? God is up all night. So why would I be up all night when I got a God that's watching over me? No matter what's going on, no matter what the trouble is, I've been promised when tomorrow gets here. It's going to take care of itself. So this enemy, he's slick, he's subtle. He loves for us to focus on only what we're going through. Because he knows if he can just get us focused where we are, we it'll be hard for us to focus on what's to come. And when we get in those situations, we gotta be careful. We need to just take a step back and calm down for a second. James told us what to do. He told us to count it all joy. I preached a message a few years ago said, I learned how to count. Count means to consider. So that means when the worst storm hits me, I don't panic, I count. I consider, wait a minute, okay, this hit. So if this storm came my way, that must be a blessing on the other side. So that's how I count it all joy. That's how I give God glory. That's how I give him praise. Because if the enemy is fighting me this hard, God is must gonna bless me that much harder. So I learned to count. Do you know how to count? In our text on the day, we're in familiar territory. Dealing with old Abram, whatever you want to call him. And he was in the middle of a dilemma. Sometimes life can get you in the middle of a dilemma. You know, God has spoken to you. God has given you, God has told you where he's going to take you. But the thing about God, he won't give you A, B, C, D, E. He might begin you in A and tell you where Z is going to end, but the in between. Somebody say in between. Sometimes that in between can get a little old. And in our text, this in between had gotten a little old for Abraham. God told him something, and he told him in Genesis 12 that you're 75. Now I need you to pick up everything you got and start over. Now, I don't know about you. When I reach 75, I'm pretty much settled. But God told him, I need you to pick up everything you got. I need you to do something. I've got something. I know you've been living your life, but it's a blessing that's going to come through you. You're 75 and your wife is 65. You're going to have some seed. You're going to have some descendants. And they're going to be numbered as the stars in the sky. Wait a minute. You know, because sometimes we like to tell God what he already knows. And we want to tell him what he already knows. God knows already. He doesn't need you to repeat. If he said it, that settles it. So he told him that, you know, I need you to move. And that's what I want to tell you. I want to just give you a couple of things that I want you to remember on the day. If you're writing, you need to write this stuff down because it'll help you on the day. And the first thing I want to tell you is sometimes you have to separate from what's familiar. Sometimes you got to separate from what's familiar because you know when stuff is familiar to you, you just got a certain tendency on how to do things, and you get used to it. This is how it's supposed to be. That's how I like it. But Lord, when God calls us out of being comfortable, the flesh sometimes doesn't want to go. Because it's what I always say, a comfortable Christian is a dangerous Christian. God don't want you to get comfortable and settle into things because he may have somewhere else that he wants you to go. And he's telling Abraham, now, your father is dead. I need you to go to a land. And by the way, I'm not going to tell you where it is. You just go, and I'll tell you on the way. But Abraham had to leave where he was. His father's name was Terah. He had to leave where he was because according to Joshua 24, verse number 2, Abraham's father and his family, they served idol gods. That's why God told him to get away from that place. It wasn't just a straight up get away because I got something for you to do. No, you're familiar with the wrong God, so let me pull you out and let you get familiar with the right God. And so sometimes the people are around you, they're familiar with the wrong gods. They're familiar with the money gods and job gods. And they worship things instead of worship the one who gave them the things. So sometimes God got to pull you out of what's familiar. So the question is, are you ready to go? So I'm going to show you. So they were building a relationship. You know, that's what they were doing. And it's good to build a relationship with God. And you know, because when you go to building that relationship with God, you get used to talking to him, and he gets used to you talking to him, and then you get used to hearing his voice because you learn not to move until God speaks to you. And then some folks will think you need to speed up. No, me and God been hanging out a long time. So why would I step without my homeboy telling me to step? Yeah.